I'm Keith Peters reporting. A Ukrainian intelligence official says Russia has refused Ukrainian requests to hand over the bodies of prisoners of war who the Kremlin claims were killed in the downing of a Russian military transport plane by Kyiv's forces.
Andrei Yusev has reaffirmed Kyiv's call for an international probe into the January 24 crash inside Russia that would determine whether the transport plane carried weapons or passengers along with the crew. Russia has accused Ukraine of killing its own men, while Kyiv dismisses Moscow's assertions as rampant Russian propaganda. Some Western intelligence assessments have suggested the plane was shot down by a missile from Ukraine, although they could not confirm the presence of POWs on board. I'm Charles Teledesma.
The bodies of three American soldiers killed by an Iran-backed drone attack have returned to the United States.
President Biden participated in a solemn, dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base. He, the First Lady, and top military officials stood by the transport plane as the flag-draped cases were removed one at a time while a chaplain read a prayer. Earlier, the president met privately with the families of the three soldiers.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, in a court filing, has acknowledged having a personal relationship with a special prosecutor she hired for the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. But Friday's court filing argues there are no grounds to dismiss the case or to remove Willis from the prosecution. Willis hired Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade in November 2021 to assist her investigation into whether Trump and others broke any laws. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 134 points, the Nasdaq rose 267, the S&P 500 advanced 52. This is SRN News. Americans are worried. They tell pollsters of a growing sense of unease about the country's future, and many fear 2024 will be the breaking point. But Pastor Greg Laurie has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
He says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is, things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God, trust in Him. He's in control. Nothing is catching Him by surprise.
Lori leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. This is SRN News. The South Carolina Senate has approved a gun bill.
The bill would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry of weapons and the classes. Supporters estimate that this could cost the state at least $4 million. The Senate altered the House bill, so that chamber will have to approve the changes before the proposal can go to the governor. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, the state Senate there has approved a sweeping gun bill Thursday designed to crack down on ghost guns, toughen the state's prohibition on assault weapons, and outlaw devices that convert semi-automatic firearms into fully automatic machine guns. The Senate approved the bill in a 37-3 vote. Supporters say it would make citizens safer. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.